Hey everybody, Varun here from Language Academy. Guys, welcome back to another video. This video is going to be super special. I am going to cover each and everything you need to do in the first task of the writing module, summarize written text after the changes. This task is important as the weightage of this task has gone up significantly after the changes. There have been a few changes in the marking criteria as well, plus how you need to attempt this task has changed as well. This all I'll be addressing in this video. I'll try to keep the video short and simple so that you can get maximum output in minimum time possible. We'll be having a look at what the task is, what's the marking criteria, how you have to attempt it, what are the strategies which are still working, and what you need to change in order to get full points out of it. I'll be sharing my screen and we'll go from there. All right, as you can see on your screen, summarize written text is the first task of the writing module. This is going to give you points in reading and writing. You'll have two of these in your test. Earlier students used to get one, two or three. Now this is fixed by PT, you'll get two of these. What happens here, you'll get a passage on your screen. The passage can be up to 300 words long. You'll be given 10 minutes in which you'll have to write the summary of the passage. Means brief of the passage in just one sentence, and that sentence can be between 5 to 75 words. This is for PT Academy, remember this thing. You'll get 10 minutes as I've told you, and this is assessed on 4 parameters. 4 points for content, this used to be 2 but now it has increased, the weightage of content has increased to 4. 1 point for form, 2 points for grammar and 2 points for vocabulary. A lot of you will tell me or have been asking me as well that yes, content has become way more important. Now, if we use the tricks and shortcuts, it's not going to work. See, templates, tricks and shortcuts will still work, but we'll have to tweak those a bit. We'll have to make a few changes here and there and everything will be fine. There's no doubt that content is important, but there are ways we can address the content which has changed or which has raised the bar as well. Okay, now, first of all, understand, let's say this is still a computer-based test. There is human involvement. How is the human involved? Whenever you submit your response to artificial intelligence or to a computer, and if the computer thinks that you have just written a pre-memorized information, or if you have written a pre-memorized response, or you have written a template, or you have written a response which has nothing to do with the content on your screen, then your response will be sent to a human examiner who will check your content. Your main job is to prevent your answer from being sent to a human examiner. How do you do that? Minimize the template, maximize the content, and tell the system, tell the computer that yes, I am writing on the topic you have given me. If computer thinks or computer gets this, that yes, this person has written the answer on the topic which has been given on the screen, it's okay, your answer will not be sent to a human examiner, all right? You get 4 points for content. Let's say one summary is given to 100 different students, right? And let's say all of them write a perfect summary. No two students will write the same answer. If you and me both write the summary of one passage, both of us will have different answer. But what will be common in both the responses are the keywords from the given passage. For example, the passage is about social media. They have mentioned Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and everything. You'll have a different summary, I'll have a different summary, but you'll have keywords like social media, Facebook, Instagram, XYZ. I'll have the same keywords as well. So still, your content will be marked on the keywords, not on how accurate your summary is. To get full points in your content part, you need to make sure you write 7 to 8 keywords from the given passage in your answer. What are keywords? Keywords are important words such as proper noun, topic words, words related with topic, words repeated again and again, and any word which is important in terms of its meaning and relevance to the passage. If you have 7 to 8 keywords from the passage in your answer, 100% you will be fine. Next, you get 1 point for form. This is pretty straightforward. You need to write between 5 to 75 words. Only use one full stop at the end. No question mark, no exclamation, no decimals as well. 2 points for grammar. For this, it's pretty straightforward. If there are no grammar or spelling mistakes, you get 2 on 2. 1 grammar or spelling mistake, you get 1 by 2. More than 1, you straight away get 0. Last, you get 2 points for vocabulary. You get 2 on 2 if you use academic language, formal language, no short forms, no abbreviations, no contractions, and no slang language. So basically, to address the marking criteria, you have to provide the system with around 7 to 8 keywords, important words. This is important. If your keywords not good, unfortunately, you're not getting the scores. After 7 to 8 keywords, your answer should be between 5 to 75 words, ideally around 60, 65, 70 words. Only one full stop. Any proper noun in the middle of your answer should be capitalized. You should start off your answer with the capital alphabet. There should not be any grammar and spelling mistake, and make sure you only use academic and formal language. That's all you have to do and you'll be fine. Now I'm going to tell you how you have to attempt this task. Again, have a look at the screen. See what you have to do step by step. All right, let's say if you get this passage on your screen, you have got 10 minutes. You have to use complete 10 minutes because there's no rollover time. That means if you finish your answer in, let's say, 6 minutes, you will not get extra 4 minutes in the next question. So it's always advisable you use complete 10 minutes. Out of the 10 minutes, first 1 minute, you have to skim the passage, read the passage and figure out what the passage is about, what are the main words. Next 5 minutes to 6 minutes, write your answer, and then 2 to 3 minutes to proofread. You have to use method number 2. While reading the passage or skimming the passage, you have to select 3 to 4 important sentences. When I say important sentences, this actually means that your sentences should have important keywords and should be relevant to the topic. It's not that you're just connecting any 2-3 random sentences. You need to read and see which sentences are important and connect them using the connectors. You have to only use one full stop, as I've told you, right between 5 to 75 words. You have to satisfy the marking criteria. And yes, you can use the words and phrases from the passage. Now, let's say if you have this passage on your screen, majority of the time, maximum of the passages, first sentence will be important because it will introduce the main topic. What I've done here, I've selected first sentence because it has got keywords like scientists, United Kingdom, China, proper nouns, antibiotic, animal and humans. I've written this one, and then you have to write comma and then you have to write second sentence which you figure out. I've got this sentence: bacteria become resistant. Why? Bacteria is an important keyword. Genetic mutation, important keyword. Cell, important keyword. Medication, important keyword. Now